I got up slowly, my old nervousness returning, and went out into the hall. I wished I could have waited for him, and then, taking his arm, seen the rooms together. I did not want to go alone with Mrs. Danvers. How vast the great hall looked, now that it was empty. My feet ran on the flagged stones, echoing to the ceiling, and I felt guilty at the sound, as one does in church. Self-conscious, aware of the same constraint, my feet made a stupid pitter-patter as I walked, and I thought that Frith, with his felt soles, must have thought me foolish. "It's very big, isn't it?" I said, too brightly, too forced, a schoolgirl still, but he answered me in all solemnity. "Yes, madam, Mandley is a big place. Not so big as some, of course, but big enough. This was the old banqueting hall in old days. It is used still on great occasions, such as a big dinner or a ball, and the public are admitted here, you know, once a week." "Yes," I said, still aware of my loud footsteps, feeling, as I followed him, that he considered me as he would one of the public visitors, and I behaved like a visitor too, glancing politely to right and left, taking in the weapons on the wall and the pictures, touching the carved staircase with my hand. A black figure stood waiting for me at the head of the stairs, the hollow eyes watching me intently from the white skull's face. I looked around for the solid frame, but he had passed along the hall and into the further corridor.